This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and welcome. Morning Devotions. Don't let your limits stop you. There are limitations, of course, that we have to deal with. And I'm reminded that in Mark chapter 10 in the New Testament is a very interesting story. And Mark says that Jesus and his disciples went to Jericho, and as they were leaving, they were followed by a large crowd. And a blind beggar by the name of Bartimaeus was sitting by the road. It's a story worth reading. Jesus was leaving Jericho for a very particular reason. There was a large crowd following him, probably a lot of people in the town, and they figured in the rush, well, here it is. Bartimaeus was there on the side of the road, and he was waiting. But the other people may have had the best intentions of seeing Jesus. Oh, well, he'll be back sometime. But you know, he was on his way to Jerusalem to be crucified. They wouldn't see him there again. They wouldn't see him in that town again. Wouldn't it be a good step if we could recognize ourselves when an opportunity was coming up for the last time? Would it make a difference if we knew that this person we were going to see, that was the last time we would see them? Or a decision that we made would impact us for the rest of our life? We don't really know. So when Bartimaeus heard that day that it was Jesus of Nazareth passing by, he started to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, please have mercy on me." Here he was at the bottom of the economic ladder. He was blind. Of course, he could hear. And he didn't say, "Look, I've got this limitation. Why should I bother?" No, "Jesus, the Son of David's coming by," they said. So Bartimaeus probably thought, are they talking about the one who I've heard of? I've heard stories of him healing the sight of the blind and opening deaf ears. Here's the man who somehow raised people from the dead. Yes, that's the one. And when they found out the news, he sort of didn't sit back and say, well, I hope he comes over and does something for me. I've had life so hard. Life has just been unfair to me all these years. No, this man from the Bible recognized here was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I might not be able to see, I'm blind, to get to him, but there's nothing wrong with my vocal cords. And so he just kept on shouting. I wonder when was the last time you made an effort to speak to God, saying, God, I don't care what other people around me are thinking. I'm coming in prayer to you because I need it. Well, poor old Bartimaeus that day, he got into trouble. People told him to be quiet. But we're told that it made him more and more determined. The crowd, well, they were not going to do anything for Bartimaeus. They told him to be quiet. And in fact, they were saying, look, Jesus doesn't have any time for you. You're a worthless beggar. You'll never amount to anything. Why don't you just shut up and be content with the donations that you've already been given? So stop all your yelling. Well, Bartimaeus, the name actually means the unclean. So he really had a rough time right from the beginning of life. He had reasons for, I guess, accepting his limitations. He could have said, well, I tried. God knows I'm here. There's just something, I just can't do it. He was not facing that limitations. There was, of course, something that he could do about it. The problem was that the crowd was there. So if you read the story, and as he shouted, "Son of David, have mercy on me," he moved. And in verse 49, Jesus said, "Call him." And so the crowd, I guess, said, "Well, look, cheer up. Get on your feet. He's calling you." Well, the story goes, as you might know, that he was healed. Jesus actually healed him. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus said. "Rabbi," the blind man said, "I want to see." Well, Bartimaeus could have settled for a lot less that day, couldn't he? He could have said, "You know, Jesus, I've fallen on some hard times financially. Do you think you could make a donation?" No, he grabbed the opportunity because it was Jesus who said, "I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." He was healed. Jesus said to him, "Look, go, because your faith has healed you." What a wonderful story. God, in fact, can help us. Lord, we know that there are times when we limit ourselves and limit you, but may that not be today. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.